Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The devastating wildfires in Los Angeles are shining a light on Governor Newsom's leadership. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, a lot of people think Gavin Newsom has aspirations beyond the governor's mansion in California. How are these two things linked up?
Well, they're images. That's what goes out, you know, to the state, to the Los Angeles, to the world, what you're doing and how you're doing it. Now, so far, Gavin Newsom has managed to avoid the infamous Prince Laundry moment when he closed the schools and then went to a fancy dinner without a mask in Napa at one of the nation's top and most expensive restaurants. That award this time out goes to Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who was out of the country in Guyana in attending the presidential swearing in of that nation while there was a warning going on that Los Angeles could go up in flames. It did. She came back. And then there were questions raised about was the fire department adequately funded? Why was a reservoir offline? Newsom hasn't done that. He was first there. He was there before her. He's been very commanding in bringing all the resources to bear that he can in Southern California to fight these firefighters. And he has so far even kept an eye on that horizon on the presidential politics. For example, this week, the special session in Sacramento passed $50 million to, you know, Trump-proof California from immigration policies, deportations, environmental questions that the Trump administration may throw at California. Newsom, realizing that that necessarily wouldn't look too good while L.A. is burning, also said, by the way, while we're all here in our seats, I want you to approve $2.5 billion for L.A. relief. So he's trying to inoculate himself, and he's doing a pretty good job of it right out of the gate.
The criticism outside of California about this have been so sort of weird, DEI being one of them, and how some folks say it contributed to the whole fire situation. How are they handling that, or have they addressed that at all?
Well, they're fighting it. And here's the deal. You know, when usually a disaster like this strikes, whether it's a hurricane in Florida or an earthquake or a Lahaina fire, the president, you know, issues condolences, says we're going to do everything we can to help it. And that's what President Biden did. But what we've never seen before, at least I recall, we saw it the last time, the fires up in Paradise. Donald Trump says, hey, a lot of this is your problem, your policies. Why don't you clean up the forest? This time he's throwing it back again on Newsom and California's sort of environmental and permitting process, saying you're not doing enough. You know, climate change, we'll deal with it. You know, are you proactive or are you doing? So that's unusual that you're actually fighting criticism coming in from that way. And in some ways, Gavin, in the state of California, we are vulnerable to that charge. You know, do we put the environment and the Sierra Club's ability to block, let's say, the building of reservoirs, the clearing out of vegetation? Is it coming back to haunt us? Yes. Is that open for debate? Yes. Is that something that America is going to be talking about for years to come? Maybe. But I think the next time when the presidential sweepstakes roll around, it's about whether Gavin Newsom was able to take control of the situation from the get-go. And I think in this case, he has. The longer-term questions, as you point out, that remains to be seen.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.